Welcome to the Boosie Black Brother Network. Good morning and welcome to Fade to Black Cinema. I'm Michael, your bougie black brother, and I'm here with my co-host, Alicia.
Hello.
And this week, not only have we transitioned to our fade cinema name, yeah, as we fade to another name, we're doing another movie review. I know I've been doing a couple of Asian movies that I've been reviewing. But we're back to the cinema movies.
So what is the name of it again? Let's make it really loud and clear, babe.
Fade to Black Cinema.
Fade to Black Cinema. That sounds awesome. I love the name. My husband came up with it. He's an amazing person.
As well as my amazing wife. But today we went to see Ocean's 8.
Yeah, Ocean 8.
So what I tried to do is I tried not to get into what was it about. So I kind of just looked at some of the previews but didn't dig in to find out what was it about. Because I just really wanted to go in blindly. But if you didn't know, this is the one that's all about the women. The female heist film. Starring Sandra Bullock as the lead character, which is the sister to George Clooney from the Ocean series from 11, 12, and 13. So what is it? What's the, you know me, we have to start with the synopsis. 5 years, 8 months, 12 days and counting. That's how long Debbie Ocean has been devising the biggest heist of her life.
Mm-hmm.
She knows what it's going to take, a team of the best people in the field, starting with her partner in crime, Lou Miller. Together, they recruit specialists, including jeweler, street cons, suburban mom, and hacker and fashion designer Rose. Their target, a necklace that's worth more than $150 million. So, that was cool, but how are you going to do it? So it made it kind of really interesting of how are they going to do it. It sounded simple, sounded like it may be interesting. So, we kind of went and saw it. And it was the female version. And so a couple of things I did listen to was how a lot of the women on the set really enjoyed being totally around lead actresses.
Mm.
So they were all around women, supporting women. And the comfort level was just amazing between them because, you know, especially during this Me Too movement, you know, you have directors, you have casting directors, you have a lot of these men dictating how women should be, and then they co-host or anything like that were a lot of men. So they had to play off that. In this one, they played off other women, and they talked a lot how they enjoyed that. So, speaking of enjoyment, did you enjoy this, Alicia?
Well, I mean, I love seeing all the women in the movie, but it was kind of slow.
Right.
It really didn't get my attention until it started to get into them doing the heist.
So let's go to how you did Solo, because I thought that was another interesting concept of how you did, which is, what did you think about each character?
So
start with Sandra Bullock. How was her character?
I wasn't feeling it with Sandra Bullock. Like I said, it was slow. I mean, the characters all worked as it felt that all the characters were like one.
So, how do you think of Sandra Bullock?
Again, she wasn't. I didn't get her, you know, really good. I mean, it wasn't. The whole thing, everybody was like, it just took time to build into the whole. Into how the actual movie was made.
So what did you think about Anne Hathaway?
I love Anne Hathaway. She was just dramatical. I've always liked her. she had some great roles in other movies, but Anne Hathaway was really, I loved how she did. She was so dramatic. She was just so over the top. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And that was like, yeah. Oh, my God, I like her because the way she, who she was, or how they played her.
Okay. You know?
And then she came to figure out at the end what they were doing.
So what about Helena Bonham Carter, the one who played the designer?
She was just there. Okay. I mean, I wasn't really feeling her. Like I said, the way they did, how they wrote the actual movie, I think they were trying to make it like the Ocean 10. I think it's Ocean 10 or Ocean 11. They try to make it more similar to The Men.
That's what it's supposed to have been, though.
But it wasn't. I think they could have done better.
In what way?
With the characters.
In what way?
Making them more exciting. It's they seem so bland and plain, and it was no, like, no, you know, with the men, I could see the men doing that. But with the women, women can be so dramatic. You know what I'm saying? So I think they could have been a little bit more, how would you say, more excited? Or
so you wanted it to be an action movie?
No, I'm not an action movie. I wanted them to have some feelings. They talked it didn't have no emotion. Let's say that it didn't have no emotion.
Okay.
I didn't feel the emotion in what they were doing. You know, because women are very dramatic and have this, you know, they get overly, excited about stuff. Mm-hmm. But they kept the characters just, I mean, they were just plain.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, for example.
The Ocean 11, where the men really emotional or dramatic?
No, men are not emotional and dramatic. Men are not like that.
Okay.
So the thing is that women act a certain way different from men.
Okay.
So the thing is, like, Rihanna. I thought Rihanna was perfect for the role. She was a tech girl, mm-hmm. right? And she knew her tech.
Right.
And so with that, you know, I loved her role. That role was perfect because that's how you act as a tech person. You know your shit. You know, listen, don't question me. I know what I'm doing.
Right.
You know?
Right, right.
But when it came down to them questioning her, they were questioning her, but they was like, you know, you don't know nothing about tech. You should, you know, she should be telling, like, look, you don't know nothing about tech. Let me handle this, you know. And she didn't do enough of that.
In what way?
She didn't do enough of that. She just didn't do enough of the women that, you know, Rihanna, you know, she didn't do enough of, let me handle this. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't know what you're talking about.
So that was only one instance, and then they walked away. And I'm going to tell you when they stopped doing it. So I'm not sure if I missed it. So kind of help me out if I missed a certain part. The first time they said, well, she said, your place is not secure. You're wide open. You need to get that fixed. And they was like, I already got a guy and I got this and we don't need your help. She said, oh, really? They said, yeah, we're good. And then she was like, what did you bring this person over here? And then she was like, okay. And she pressed a couple of buttons and cut off everything.
Right. I see.
And then
that.
She cut it back on. And then it was like, oh, okay. Gotcha. And that was the last time that they actually questioned anything.
Well,
because
I just think,
all throughout the movie, they let her do her thing.
Right.
Or,
I just think them to stay not. I just didn't like the. I just think that the characters could have been better.
No, we wasn't talking about characters. We were talking about the one character that you thought you saw that they was questioning her as a tech person. She played it perfectly. And what I like the most about Rihanna, she wasn't just the one tech person. She had a family that was at a higher level of intelligence because she called on her sister, who was like some kind of mechanical engineer, to help her. And if you remember doing the movie, they was like, who is your mother and father? Because with these two girls being as brilliant as they was, who was the parents of these two girls that made these two girls brilliant? And they put a little asterisk right there, which I really enjoyed to that. So to your point, maybe you missing certain things that I found was pertinent in it. Now, I'm going to go back to the point of what you said, the emotional part. I think all women are emotional because if you take a stereotypical view of things, all women are emotional. I think they had a certain sense of emotion, but I think what they did a smart emotional response. I'll take Sandra Bullock. When she was doing the heist, she added in her ex-boyfriend who sent her to prison. And they said that was an emotional thing that's going to get us caught, blah, 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 blah. But she did it smart. So maybe it was emotional, but she did it the smart way and said, oh, no, I got it covered. Typical women will use emotional and there you go. Their emotion took over. And that's what usually movies happen. And they was like, see, you know, these women put too much emotion in that. But Sandra Bullock, her role was like, nah, I got you, dude. Not only am I going to let you go, and I'm going to lose money with this just to get back at your ass. So she even said, I'm going to lose money, but I got what people think I'm going to do, and I'm going to do something totally different. And that's what she did, which was, I thought it was a lot of smartness. So let's go to your slow part. Yes, baby, it was slow. But here's what, it had to be slow. Because if they're going to create a new series, they had to introduce you to the people and they had to slowly show you background. They had to slowly show who the characters was. And it kind of took long. So I get what you're saying on that. The character of the little Asian thief girl, Constance, you haven't really seen her anywhere. So you had to know who she was. Sarah Paulson, who played the mom, she's like a fencer or whatever like that. But you didn't really get a lot to what she done. So she was like, I don't know.
Yeah, I
she
really
was just added into it.
I
you
really
know what
didn't
I mean?
Know. I mean, she was. You knew that she was a housewife.
No, she was a fencer. So she takes things and fence.
The first thing was you seen what she was a housewife
mm-hmm.
with her children. Because, right. you know, she talked about her children. And then you see her, they go and say, okay, I know who she is now.
But she would have never went to her if she didn't have a specialty.
Right,
So
didn't.
That's where I was waiting to say, okay, when did she work with her before? But they never got into that. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? The designer, Helen Ballin Carter, she was just an eccentric woman, which she always plays that because that's her as an actress anyway. So she pretty much played who she normally plays. You right. With Anne Hathaway, at first I was like, she's playing this typical, you know, Hollywood. But she wound up to be smarter than you thought she was, which I enjoyed more.
Yes.
Because... Yes. Wow, she saw what was going on, and she was like, yo, I want to cut into this. Yeah. They were like, but you got money. She said, but I'm an only child. And I was like, gotcha.
I don't have no friends.
I don't have no friends, so just
no, I loved it because she was like, that was like, wow, she was that perfect role. And I'm, you know, Kate Blanchett.
I love Kate. When she shows up, she's I really like her as an actress.
But in this role, she was cool as Marvel.
So she was the cool, level-headed one. So she didn't stand out, but she was cool and level-headed.
That's what I mean. A lot of these characters are amazing, mm-hmm. but they didn't stand out. I mean, the only one that stand out for me was Anne Hathaway.
So I'll go back to Sandra Bullock. She was okay as the leader, though. She didn't make me even feel like she was the leader. You follow what I'm saying?
That's true. It's almost like Kate Blanchett seemed more of the leader role because she was so damn cool than Sarah Bullock. She really did.
Sandra Bullock.
Sandra Bullock.
So what they tried to do, I think, looking at the movie, they tried to have that dynamics with the Clooney and what you call it, what's your boy? That's always with him. Brad Pitt. Was it Brad Pitt?
Brad Pitt and Matt Damon. All three
of
them.
He tried to have that kind of dynamic between the two of them.
But this is the thing. George Clooney is... they made George Clooney and Sandra Bullock almost to be like the same kind of person.
But that was his sister.
Yeah, but you know, but everybody knows a sibling is always different from the other.
In certain ways.
But it made them seem like they were exactly the same.
Right. And I think Sandra Bullock is a lot more animated. She's a lot more, you know, bubbly. I think if they would have capitalized on her personality, except for making her someone that she was acting to be, I think it would have been more natural. She was a little more hard. You know what I mean? She's not a hard person. She has a lot of emotion about her. And I like her new way of the way she's acting. This was just simple. It wasn't really something that I was like, oh, she was great. She was a great leader. Oh, yeah, she has her crew and blah, blah, blah. No, it wasn't. You know what I mean? Now, Mindy Kaling, the Indian girl, she didn't have a good role either.
Yeah.
She just happens to be there.
She's almost forgotten.
Right, but she did some things that I thought was good. But she didn't stand out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yes, she was needed, but she didn't really kind of stand out. The little Asian girl had personality, so her personality stood out. She didn't really do too much things that was really needed, but her personality stood out.
Mm-hmm.
But so I'm saying all of that to say that it wasn't as good as I thought it could be, to your point. But when you break it down, I wanted you to be able to understand what they were doing and what some of the characters really actually did really well. Some of the writing was good, but I think some of the directing didn't capitalize on what they should have done to be a great movie to see again. Now, mind you, it made $42 million.
They became number one. They made enough money to
Beat Solo again.
Yeah, Solo sucked. They're so sad that people's like, it's not even worth going to the movies to see. And this is like, what, the second, third week for it?
Yeah, I think the third week.
Yeah.
So they're trying
to make as much money from it right now.
Yeah, and that's sad because, you know, some people said because the story was something you already knew, it didn't really show you anything. Some people said it was because it came out too soon in
that's
between the other ones.
That's a lie.
I don't think it was an overall good movie. I liked it, but it wasn't a great movie. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So this is one.
I'm glad that Ocean 8 made its money. I'm glad that they, and I think that probably the second one will probably be better than the first.
So I think they can do one or two things. I think what they should do is come across and either have a female director with Barry Sonnenberg as the executive producer to say, this is how the Ocean series works.
Mm-hmm.
Now write it according to the series,
mm-hmm,
and let a woman direct it. So then you can probably see how the women really can be.
The fact that they brought all the old stars into it. Marlo Thomas, Elizabeth Ashley. I love the fact that they brought a lot of these old women into the Ocean 8 version. That was awesome to see the old ladies in there.
Yeah. So all at the end when they all the old actresses and everything. Mm-hmm. So they did some good things. So don't get me wrong. I liked the movie. I did like it. I don't think it's a great movie. I don't think it's a highly recommended movie. I just think it was a good movie.
Yeah, and it was just a good movie. But like I said, I think they're going to do better next year. I seriously think they're going to do
next year.
I mean, well, the next Ocean 8.
Oh, okay.
The next Ocean 8 come out. Because they made more enough money to say, oh, let's do a number two.
Yeah, because I think if I read it right, it was like $90-something million dollars to do. So they already got half their money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So they're going to make their money. Why not do another one? I just think now that you know it's a good series you can continue on and people will pay to get it, I think you should invest into, and this is a big thing that's going on in Hollywood, get a female director.
Oh, that's going to happen automatically.
Just
get
a goddamn female director.
And you know, that's you know, after this, they definitely going to do that. There is no doubt.
Definitely.
You know, with this, they trying to change the movie industry and focus and expose more women. They're going to do that. It's just who's going to do it.
So I never say what they're going to do because Hollywood kind of does what they want to do. Because if they make money, why change it? But a lot of times, if they want the criticism that goes in, it's a little different. For example, now they're saying this one was good, but I still didn't like the female Ghostbusters. So what's the difference between the two? You have a cult following of the Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
And most of the cult following is a whole lot of freaking men.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Geeky men and stuff like that in comedies. Where the Ocean 11 has a following of men and female. Because a lot of women wanted to see the Ocean 11 because of the men that was in it.
Oh, of course.
So they loved that.
Yeah.
And then you had a lot of men that was like, that's cool. Yeah, I love the coolness of it and everything like that. So when the female version came out, You had a following that probably said, "Let me see how they transitioned it." You know what I mean? So, and which I liked. I did like a lot of what they did. I don't think they did a good enough job, but I know why it was slow. And the reason why I'm saying I knew you was bored, because there's a lot of details in films that you don't pick up right away with, so it has a tendency of being boring. And so you're waiting on either the climax or when it gets to a point that it levels off and you say, now I know exactly what happened, now you got my attention. So, which makes it a little interesting as well. But overall, you know, there's mixed reviews on it, though. There's a lot of mixed reviews on it, and I can understand why. And then you got the misogynist men who just always going to criticize anything that women are in. Yeah,
we could
anyway.
Just ignore them.
So you do that, just like there was racist people who said the Black Panther wasn't all that. You just, it's just a regular movie. Okay, bro, I got you. Mm-hmm. But I'm not even going to comment on that.
Right.
But it's okay.
They're irrelevant.
Yeah, so it's irrelevant. A lot of times it's not anything that you should go after. Just accept that people have different opinions and you have different cultural aspects of people who just not used to seeing things in a gender different or even race different, which is, yeah, that's your preference, but you living in a whole kind of different world, so go from that. So anywho, what was your rating?
A 7.
Very good. So that's what I had. And the reason why, and I'll tell you my 7 before you give me yours, I said a 7 because I would see it again. Will I go to the movies to see it? No. When it comes on, will I see it? Yeah, I probably would.
I would, too.
I would, because I think the movie was slow enough that I may have missed some things.
Right, and I was, you know how I am about watching a lot of this stuff on TV when mm-hmm. it comes on, like TNT and all of that. I would watch it on there over and over and over again.
So it's a recommend as well.
Yeah.
So it's a 7-hour place that I can recommend people to see it. Based on if you like the Ocean series.
Yeah.
Not just as a standalone movie, I don't know if people would like it. You know what I mean? Because they don't have no reference. I don't think as a standalone, if you would have said, go see Ocean 8 about some women bank robbers, I don't think people would like that a lot. I think they would say, it was okay. It's not that believable. But you got a reference from the male Ocean movies that you can relate it to this one. So if I recommend it, it's recommended based on, you know, the previous movies and some good acting on it. It could have been better.
Yeah.
It actually, the acting could have been better. And I think the director didn't utilize a lot of the women's acting skills or the position that they were in.
I think that was exactly what you said right there, the acting skills. The director didn't utilize their acting skills.
They full potential.
Yeah. I think if it was a woman director, I think that she would have blown it out the water.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. So there was a woman who did, what's that, Lady Bird. And I didn't think that was great.
It's a different, Michael, come on. There's other movies that women have directed that we loved.
That are fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and it's everything about the director, babe. You know damn well getting the right director to do this, and especially a woman director. There's plenty of women directors we could say could do this damn movie and do it well.
No. I agree.
Not the one from Lady Bird.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
You know, if you get a Lady Bird, no.
No, not the one from Lady Bird.
So, just like any male movie, you can't say, oh, if you get a man to do this, this is no. It's a certain man.
Yes, yes.
And a certain
yes.
woman.
Yes.
So don't say yes. a female.
Yes.
Because some female directors are terrible.
Well, you know they're not going to just pick any female director. I mean, Ava would be nice to do it.
No, I think.
You think that she wouldn't?
No, I don't think that's her style.
Okay.
So she proved to me.
Okay.
After, what her style is.
Right. Okay. You see.
After A Wrinkle in Time.
Yeah.
She proved to me what her style is. Don't pull her away from her style because she's uncomfortable with that. Or I don't think she can be as successful because I think that was too awkward. I think The Wrinkle in Time was too awkward. Now, what's her name who did Mudbound? The black director on that one.
Mm-hmm.
She.
Okay.
Mudbound
yeah.
from. what was that, Netflix?
Yeah.
I think she's a really good, she gives you atmosphere and acting, and she can pull a lot of good stuff. I think she would be really good on that.
What so about you, the one who did the, what is it, the locker one?
Hurt Locker.
Yeah, Hurt Locker.
Oh, yeah, I love her, though.
I do,
but
too.
But she's, so that's action, though. That's action and drama. So, but remember, these Ocean series has a certain comedic, you know, kind of upbeat comedy. She hasn't done anything upbeat comedy. She has done some serious dramatic roles.
Yeah, she's very serious.
So this guy, his name is Gary Ross. He did Hunger Games. He has as the writer. He wrote. He's more of a writer. I think this is his first directing role, which sometimes that's not good. You know what I mean?
Well, he did a good job for what he did.
He directed The Free State of Jones. That didn't do well. So he did direct Hunger Games. He did direct Hunger Games, but he didn't really do much, baby. So he did okay. He did okay. But to me, I would rather have a seasoned director on this, especially with the amount of actresses that are there, the quality of the actresses that were there. I think I would have had a more seasoned director. Mm-hmm. But hey, he didn't do bad. You know what I mean? He didn't do bad at all. But if you pick the right director, name is Catherine Bigelow. I didn't want to forget her name. Catherine Bigelow. She's fantastic. I kind of love almost everything that she did. Near Dark 30, Zero Dark 30, Detroit, even Last Days, which is like a long time ago. That was a very interesting, but she got, she changed up the way she did. I'm not sure what she's doing next, though, you know. With her, she got 19 things she's doing. Jesus Christ, what's up with that? Look like Benghazi. Wow. Interesting. But anyway, no. So to my point, I just thought this was a good movie to see, a good continuation of the Ocean series. I really would like to see some special appearance by some of the main actors from the Ocean series. If the next one comes out.
Yeah, you're talking about bringing in a little bit of George Clooney.
Well, supposedly George Clooney's dead. Because remember, she went to his...
supposedly.
Yeah, but that's where she went, so...
Yeah, they didn't say, you know...
They didn't really say, yes, he is... Because she was in jail.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean?
And so that it explained... Yeah. So if they do make money, they probably come into explaining that.
Yeah. So they some level of details on the other characters would be good in the next one. You know what I mean? Because Cate Blanchett, that was her partner from before, and what's her background? She's great. She played a really stable role in the movie, so I really like that too. But other than that, what do you got for me, baby?
Nothing else. I just wanted to say I love. I would watch it again. Definitely if it's on TV, just sitting there watching it. Because like you said, there's things, you know, after you watch it several times, you'll get to see what you missed from the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So other than that, yes, it was a good movie to watch. I recommend it for those people to go see it.
Excellent. And I do too as a recommendation. So, Fade to Black Cinema. Start looking at that as being created. We're going to roll it out on iTunes, Google Play, all the rest of the actual platforms. We're just going to roll that out. We're going to slowly take away Urban Lifestyle Cafe. So as you roll that out, we're going to roll this in. You'll see it on Bougie Black Bro on Instagram and Twitter. You're going to see it in multiple different areas. So as you see that, leave your comments and suggestions and likes and dislikes, because we really welcome that. And catch us on Bougie Black Brother Network on Facebook and YouTube. So thank you very much, and we'll see you next Wednesday on Fade to Black Cinema. Later.